Chapter 1. Grace Walter's left hand twitched. Her instinct swirled. Her intuition flared. Earlier today, after a cranky feline gouged her, a sneaky dog had nipped her, and now, late for dinner with friends, the parking gods were messing with her. Something was coming. Something startling, shocking, and god-awful. Her Subaru's headlights probed the mist at the far side of the Seattle Fisherman's Terminal, which seemed to be dissolving into the murk of Puget Sound fog. The beams shone on a yellow heap between stacks of crab traps, a dog lying on its side, barely visible in the shadow of a fishing shed. Stopping her car in the isolated industrial area, she grabbed a flashlight, glanced around quickly, and hurried into the mist toward a large canine. A horn blare from the Ballard Bridge made her jump and her racing heart rocket. She knelt on the damp cement next to the golden retriever and ran her trembling hand along the dog's inert body, searching for injuries. Relieved to note the dog's shallow respirations, she released a slow, shaky breath. Baxter was written in bold script on the dog's red leather collar. Her cold fingers probed the crown of his head, locating an egg-sized lump on the back of his skull. "Your head hurting, Baxter?" The large retriever wagged his tail ever so slightly and then stilled again. She scanned the cluster of corrugated fishing sheds facing the deserted waterfront. The overhead lights on the docks cast an eerie halo on the boats bobbing in the black water, while deep foreboding flooded her. "Baxter, I need to get us away from here." Screeching hinges of a door opening in the next row of sheds raked her skin, like dog's nails skittering across metal exam tables. Her already wired nervous system ratcheted into high alert. Echoing in the night silence was the sound of heavy footsteps on the cement. The unnerving thuds grew distant, moving toward the water to be swallowed into the gloom. Under the dock lights, a beefy man wearing the slicker and boots of a commercial fisherman, a satchel slung over his shoulder, strode with energetic self-assurance toward the boats. As he moved in and out of the shadows, the overhead beams caught the top of his head. His hair shone a fiery red. The man turned suddenly and looked back in her direction. She threw herself forward to shield the dog and tightened her hold on the flashlight, ready to protect Baxter from the dark violence radiating off the man. Every sound boomed and thundered in her ears in the frightening silence. Despite Baxter's warmth, a raw chill penetrated Grace's body. Baxter whined, breaking the tension. Nerves stretched taut, she sat up and twisted to look for the man. Nothing but northwest fog and the sound of lapping water. She fumbled in her jeans pocket for her phone and hit favorites for James, her best friend, who was waiting for her at the restaurant. "Damn, voicemail." Peeling off her coat, she covered the dog. "You're going to be all right, big guy."
"Baxter!"
30 feet away, in the middle of the parking lot, an overweight woman stood next to her Volvo station wagon with the hatchback door open.
"Come on, boy. Time to go home."
Baxter's ears shot up. He bolted upright, gave a high-pitched yelp, shook several times, and loped in the direction of his owner. Grace watched the dog jump effortlessly into the car. "That's the fastest recovery I've ever seen," she muttered. His large head was silhouetted in the rear window when he sped away with his owner. She bent and picked up her rain jacket. Definitely time to get away from the darkness and dangerous men. She had nearly reached her car when a massive blast shook the wharf. The cement swayed beneath her feet, and forceful tremors traveled up her legs, throwing off her balance. The harsh blast reverberated in her ears. She whirled around, trying to locate the source of the explosion. Shockwaves continued to pulsate throughout her body when she heard a slow hiss, followed by a roar. 20-foot-high flames shot out of a shed, less than a few car lengths away. Heat blazed across her face, hot enough to singe her eyebrows and eyelashes. Primitive fear took over, and she ran as if the scorching flames chased her. The fire's heat penetrated her sweater to her skin, while she sprinted to the other side of the wharf, her feet and heart pounding. During the frenzy of noise, flashing lights, and the wail of sirens, she spotted the red-haired man crouched, half-hidden, by an industrial dumpster. As if he sensed her looking for him, he straightened and vanished into the darkness.